We are blessed that you have tuned in to Take Time for Jesus. We pray that you will be inspired by the message. Our goal is to preach Jesus to this lost and dying world. At the end of the broadcast, we will give you our address where you can email us and the P.O. box where you can write to us.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
Praise the Lord. It's time to take time for Jesus coming to you. Today, we thank God for his mercy and his love and his divine intervention in many cases. My friend, it's time that we consider the word of God and to be able to follow peace with all men. I know that's a pretty touchy subject, but we have tried all other ways. It's been wars and all these things, and they claim that World War II was to end all wars. World War I was supposed to end them all, but because of sin in this world and people obeying the god of this world, which is the devil, that bringeth and disturbs the peace amongst all people. Jesus Christ came to this world to bring us into a plan that he had for all men, that we might repent and be reconciled unto him through the death on the cross and the shedding of his blood. But the enemy of our soul has brought forth destruction by ways of wars and all these things that have come upon us, because the god of this world has put it in the minds and the hearts of men to destroy that which God had brought forth and to bring forth peace unto all men. We know that God said, you think I came to bring peace? I brought a sword. But that was because of the unstable minds of people that would rather disturb and fight and destroy rather than to have peace and bring forth tranquility amongst people. It's been that way ever since the fall in the garden, since the devil came and fooled Adam into disobeying God. It's been down through the line. Disobedience absolutely has been a known proven fact that disobeying to God's laws and all his ways of things to be is the cause of the destruction of mankind, and will be, because God's going to destroy all of the disobedience and unlawful things that men have completed and done in this life, and he will bring forth in the new life, in a new world, and wherein dwelleth righteousness, and will be there a peace amongst men and also animals and children. So, my friend, it's time we take into consideration the absolute truth of God's word. We know that the scripture teaches us in Hebrews 12:14, that we should follow peace with all men, and without holiness no man shall see God. Well, we know that we need to seek at first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, but we're seeking after our own thing more so than we are after God. It's got a me first attitude or my rights attitude. In the days of Noah, the people went about destroying other people's property and causing all kinds of things there that brought forth the destruction of the world by the flood. Only 8 people were saved through that, plus the animals that God had brought forth on the ark. But my friend, we're living in those days along with the, as Luke penned in the 21st, I believe it was, chapter of Luke, that he said that when people was coming with this here diversion of that and all these things like Sodom and Gomorrah, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for their uncanted ways of homosexual acts and things of that nature. And I know that these things, according to God's will, is not God's will for people to do such things. And he judged those people at that time. It should be an example for the people of today. As Paul put it in Romans there in the first chapter, he said that God's had it wrote there that these people that do these things are worthy of death, even to them that have favor with them. So what are we going to do? Are we going to be obedient to God? Are we going to be obedient to the devil, the god of this world, and bring forth destruction upon us, that wherein God came to die for our sins and to where we could inherit eternal life? But through the world today and the way that things are happening through false prophets and teachers that brought forth and discriminating against God's truth and bringing forth we should rout and carry on and these things and disturb everybody and do what we please to do by bringing forth the things that are happening in our nation and not only here but around the world, that people are trying to take the law into their own hands. And I, for one, would say that the law's not perfect. It wasn't perfect even when it was given to Moses for the children of Israel. It wasn't perfect because we could not be saved by it. The law of this day is just like corruption. Men are in the law enforcement things are just as bad as they are in some religious organization that bring forth and disturbs the peace. They're doing things that which is not right in the sight of God. And they bring forth things upon people that are not right. We got to understand, we need to read the Word of God to find out what is and what ain't in God's will. Many people today are going about and saying that I'm this and I'm that. Many of them today claims to be preachers of the gospel, but they're going around inciting people to riot against the laws of the land, which is not perfect either, but neither are they. Because if a minister of the gospel is going to bring you forth and cause you to riot, disturb and kill and burn and destroy people's property that chances are had nothing to do with what you all upset about and everything, is that God's plan for you? I don't think so, my friend. I think it's God's plan that you would follow peace. Solve the problems and let God bring forth a peace and tranquility amongst the people by just obeying God's laws and His commandments, seeking after the kingdom of God and His righteousness, wherein that we can bring forth peace amongst all men. But the God of this world is going to do everything that He can to disturb that peace that God wants to have in a man's heart. In the heart of man that wherein that they have come to be so corrupt from the fall in the garden till it's even waxed worse. And the scripture teaches us that the days that we're living in, that the perilous times would be here. And the days of the end time is upon us, my friends. We look in that all of the things that are happened in Noah's day are happening in our day. The things that happened in Lot's days are happening in our day. They're all combined together, and it brings forth things that upon it that displease God and His will for mankind. It's not what God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So what are we going to do? We're going to follow after man's ideas that the devil has placed in his mind that we should go and bring our rights upon people by destroying other people's property, and we just go about our own business and seeking our will first and not coming to the place that we're in that we can understand that God would have us to be solve these problems with prayer and seeking after the kingdom of God. The God of this world has been around for a long time, friends, before you and I were. And I've been along for a while, but he still was here before I was. He was cast out of heaven, and he's come to the earth to disturb man because he wanted to be first. He wanted to even be above God. So now he's put this same thing into the hearts of people when he told Eve that she would become like God herself to know right from wrong. But do you know right from wrong? Do you really fully believe and understand that it's right or wrong? when some of the people get you incited you to riot, destroy other people's property and kill and steal and eat these things like that, then they go off somewhere or another and watch it on TV, and they boldly look and they see you in trouble of all kinds, doing all kinds of things, but they are in a safe environment and laughing at you because they incited you to do it. That's the devil in them that makes them do these things. And you allow them to persuade you to do likewise, and they mock at you. It's been down through the years, my friend. It ain't just happened here recently. It's been going on for a long time that people have incited others. You take Hitler, incited the whole nation of Germany to go against the whole world and try to defeat it and make him king and everything. So it didn't start yesterday. It started a long time ago when Adam disobeyed God when he told him not to partake of the tree in the midst of the garden that would brought forth knowledge from good and evil. So now that we are in this predicament that we're in the world seeking to destroy one another by nuclear power and all other the kind of things. We got these rioting over there in Jerusalem with this people that claims that they're so religious. They're a bunch of devils coming up and saying that they're doing it for some kind of religious fanatical ways and killing people unnecessarily. Because they feel like it's their right to bring forth what they feel like is right for them to do, which it's not right to go and kill other people. It's not right to kill anyone. God's going to take revenge upon the people of this world in all that their sinful nature and their ways of doing things and all these things. We need to understand that We need to pray and seek after the kingdom of God with our whole heart, and therefore giving him praise and honor. Recognize that God is sovereign. He was the creator from the first man out of the dust of the earth, and he's going to be the one that's going to be able to say, enter in or depart. My friend, the only way we're going to be able to enter into the kingdom of God is being born again, repenting of our sins, accepting the precious blood of Jesus to cleanse us from our unrighteousness by faith in the finished works of Calvary, the man called Jesus, God in the flesh, that came and died for yours and my salvation. But to bring forth rioting and killing and destroying these things is of the devil, and you got to realize that God has not brought you to the place that we're in that you would be to cause all this disturbance. He brought us into the knowledge of the grace of God through the reading of the Word, and that's why I encourage you, read your Bible. Find out what is and what ain't the will of God. We know that God's will is we could fall at peace with all men. And therefore, that if we don't, that no man shall see God. We got to understand that there in James 3:18, and the fruits of righteousness is sown in peace for them that make peace. 2 Peter 1:2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. Revelation 6:4 is where we're at today. If you'll read it, and he says, and there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and that there was given to him a great sword. My friend, we're looking at those days. We're looking at unsettled peace amongst even to some of God's supposed to be God's people, because of false teaching and false prophets have gone out, and they call themselves reverends and this and that and one thing or another, but yet they go and incite people to go and do things that's primarily against God's will for them to do so. So now, are you going to follow after the ways of the devil and his Oh, the Bible says that he was able to transform himself into an angel of light. So the devil, his angels can transform themselves into angel of light and be called themselves ministers of the gospel. They're devils in disguise, my friend. They're sheep, they're wolves in sheep clothing, bringing forth and disturbing you with all of their false prophets and false teachings, claiming to be something that they're not, and getting you to do the dirty work that's behind them, the devil that is in them, to ditch you to go out and rout and destroy and kill and bring forth destruction upon yourself while they at ease and laughing at you because you obeyed them. It shouldn't be that way, my friend. If you're following after any such a leader as that, you need to get into a place where a man will teach you the word of God, teach you to read God's word and decide for yourself what should be and what shouldn't be, the right and the wrong. We need to understand that God is a righteous God, and he's going to seek revenge upon them that have forgot him and them that goes around seeking to destroy and killing and bringing forth destruction upon innocent people. And as I said before, the law is not perfect. We have some law enforcement officers that are just as crooked as a barrel of fish hooks. And we know that these things are right. But that does not give us the right to recompense evil to evil. We need to pray and ask God to remove those kind of people from the position that they're in. And if we sincerely believe that God can do such, he can do such, and he'll do it in a way that you or I or no one will get the blame for it. But God can take revenge upon them for their ill treating of you and I and other parts of the people. We know that these things have been happening from Lord knows how long back. They was presented to the devil, put it in the minds of heart when he become the god of this world. He's been been agitating and aggravating people down through the years to do his dirty work for him and to bring forth destruction upon themselves. Understand that God is a peaceful God. He's loving. He loved you enough that he died for you to bring you from the fall in the garden back into the fellowship with him and the blessed hope that we have in Christ Jesus. He wants to have that fellowship with us. He wants to bring forth, like he was in Adam, to come down in the cool of the day and walk with Adam until Adam disobeyed, and it brought forth a division. It brought forth and broke that fellowship that God wanted to have with mankind that he had created in his own image. It broke it and brought forth the order that the devil has brought forth and brought it the bonds that they have with the devil and broke the fellowship with God, and that disobedience is not a part of God's plan for you and I. It was that we could be obedient to him and he would give to us the desires of our heart. We need to obey what the scripture says and believe in the God that created the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof. He made man in his own image. He created us so that we could have the fellowship with him. But we have allowed the devil to break that fellowship. Now, he had to come in the form of man to die on Calvary's cross. He was obedient even to death on the cross, nailing yours and my transgressions and our sins and our inability, nailing them to his cross, to whereby that we can cry out, Abba, Father. And we know that through his precious blood that we have forgiveness of our sins, that when he washed us whiter than snow, although our sins was red as crimson, he can cleanse us in him only. Through the blood sacrifice that he made, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. But we go about shedding other people's blood because of our own inadequacy or our own falsehood or what some devil has come along and told you need to do and everything, and you'd be okay. It's wrong, my friend. It's absolutely wrong in the sight of God. And God's going to take revenge upon them that seek after their own will and their own ways, and killing and destroying and bringing forth destruction upon innocent people. Even that if a person is guilty, if he carry him into the court of law, and if the court of law finds him free, and be obedient to the law of the land, but let God take the revenge, my friend, because he's going to take revenge. And that revenge, if you take your own revenge, it's going to fall upon you also, and it ain't going to be pretty. So you need to understand that God is going to seek revenge upon the ungodly and the unjust. And if you fall in that category, and when you stand before the judgment of seat of God, and he finds that you're guilty, then he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I don't know you. And you're going to be cast into outer darkness where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of the teeth. It don't make no difference. You can't blame so-and-so for it because God made you and I a free moral agent. You can choose to do that which is right or do that which is wrong. And if you let some man or some person fool you into doing something that's wrong, you're the one that's going to suffer the consequences along with him that told you false teachings and things. So be it warned that by reading the Word of God, that you can save yourself a lot of turmoil and punishment into eternal damnation if you'll obey the laws of God. In doing so, then you pray for them that despitefully use you, them that persecute you, and you do these things to them that are wrong against you. And by doing that, you will heap coals of fire, according to the scriptures, upon their head. And God will take revenge for you if you will let him do it for you. But if you do it yourself, then he's going to take revenge upon you because you took revenge for yourself. So be peaceful with God. And if you be peaceful with him, he will show you peace surpassing all of our understanding and bring you to the place that we're in that he said he would go and prepare for us. We're in a place of dwelling in righteousness, where there be no more sorrow, no more tears, no more death. And these things that people are getting killed all over the world, foolishnesses, because the God of this world has brought it into their minds that that's their right to do so. I'll agree that the things are in this world are not perfect, but God is the only perfect one. He's the only one that can bring you into perfect peace. But if you don't let him, then he's going to take revenge upon us. And he's going to bring forth a destructive force upon this world as he did in the days of Noah. He brought forth the flood. But the world as we know it today, according to the scriptures, held in reserve against the fire of that day. And he's going to burn it up. Peter made mention about that in the last days that we're in, the heavens will pass away with a loud racket and the elements will burn with a fevered heat. So what are we going to do? Are we going to be secured in the faith of Jesus Christ, believing in him, offering up a sacrifice of praise from our heart, giving glory and honor unto God because that we have been born again of the water and of the Spirit, claiming Jesus Christ for our Savior? Are we going to continue in our old sinful ways and our old nature of the flesh and doing everything that we think that is right, whether it is or not? And we're going to do what's wrong and because it pleases the flesh to do so. And we're going to reap the whirlwind of God and destruction being cast into hell. Friends, it don't have to be that way. If we'll put our hearts and our trust in God, he will take revenge for you when you've been unjustified and everything. We need to understand that God knows it all. He's looking and he sees the hearts of all men, including you and those false teachers, the false prophets, them that will do good and them that will do wrong. He knows the hearts of all men. And he says in the scriptures that the hearts of all men are wicked. But if we let God come in and take that old stony heart out and put in a fleshly heart, one that would believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, you can have peace that passes all of our understanding with God. And when we lay down to close our eyes in that sleep that bringeth forth we call death, if we at peace with God, we wake up in His kingdom and we'll be with Him eternity. But if we go to sleep in the flesh of destruction and the will of man, and we destroy and seek revenge and all these things, and when death comes, we're going to reap the whirlwind. There's going to come a time of the resurrection of the righteous, and they're going to see God in the fullness and be glad and be ushered into the kingdom of God. Along with them that will be remain to be alive will be changed. But them that cometh forth in the second resurrection, that the death, hell, and the grave gives up, and when their name is not found in the Lamb's book of life, then they'll suffer the second death, being cast into hell, which is called the second death. So, my friends, it's up to you and I. It's our right to choose to serve God or to rebel. If you rebel, you're going to suffer the consequences of God's wrath. If you obey Him, you will suffer. You won't suffer, but you'll inherit the promise of eternal life. So it's up to you and I, which we will do. Which one will we serve? We're going to serve the God of this world, the devil, and we're going to do His bidding for Him? Or are we going to serve God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the creator of all things? Oh, the devil was the most beautifulest angel there was till deceit was found in his heart. He decided that he wanted to be head man. He wanted to ascend even above God, and he found that there was strife and envy and malice in him and everything. Oh, and pride. Oh, he was so proud. Bible said he was the most beautifulest angel. He was the one that woke up the morning. He had a third part of the angels under him. But he persuaded them, as any false prophet would do, persuade them to do his bidding for him, and he got them all cast out. So that's what a lot of these false prophets are going around today, are teaching people that you should revenge yourself, revenge this and revenge that. It's your right. My friend, it's your right to serve God and to seek after the kingdom of God. But it's also your right to be obedient to God or be disobedient to God. It's up to you. You can do whichever you choose. God made you that way. But I would prefer to know and that you would understand that choosing God's way will be much better off for you in the long run than it would be to serve man and do your thing here at the present time and suffer the consequences of being cast into outer darkness in the end time. It's time we take and check upon ourselves to see whether we in the will of God or that we are doing what the old flesh desires to do. The flesh of the man this day and time is seeking pleasures more than seeking God. They're seeking revenge more than asking God. They're seeking after everything of the world has to offer. And believe me, the devil has a lot of gimmicks out there that will bring you under suspicious of death. And he'll bring you to the things that we're in that you think that that's the right thing to do. You just got to have it that way. And when the windup of it is, it'll get you cast into outer darkness. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Allow God to come into your life and repent, serving the Lord Jesus with your heart and soul and mind, with all of your strength, giving him praise and honor. But if you follow after these people that call themselves reverends and so on and so forth, and preachers of righteousness, and they are doing opposite from what the Bible says. That's why I encourage you to read your Bible. Don't take any one individual's word for it. Read your Bible to find out which is and which ain't. And these people are going around and inciting, rioting, and carrying on and destroying property because of some misfortunately someone got into trouble or someone done something ill to someone else, and they come up here and it's your right to protest and this and everything. And you do it in the manner of which it's went on around here for several years and different nations and all around the world, and it's caused havoc around and about. Remember this. If you take revenge for the things that was done against you, and you go against the things that which in God said that revenge be his, he's going to take revenge of you, and you're going to suffer more than that you was able to put on them for their unrighteousness towards you. Because hell eternity is going to be a worse revenge than probably what you might have done to maybe going up there and whooping up on his head or doing something other, bringing him into court against something other, suing him for this or suing him for that and doing this and destroying and killing other people. Friends, it's not going to move God's heart towards you by doing that which he has asked you not to do. Follow at peace with all men is what he is saying. For without holiness, no man shall see God. But if you go out into rioting and doing the things that are in the world today, taking revenge upon them that have ill-treated you, then God take revenge upon you. It's been done down through the years. If you read the Bible in the Old Testament, how God revenged his people Israel against the adversaries, God will do the same thing for us. He's the same. He's not changed. It's we're the ones that have changed. We think that that the world owes us everything. And what we're doing, we're destroying what God has given to us by our own things, that thinking it's my right to do this, it's my right to do that. I have the right to do this to that person because he infringed on my right. And you're not, it maybe has and maybe it hasn't. You don't even consider it. If what is his rights is just as much so he's got rights as you have. Those babies that mothers are killing in the womb has got a right to live. So God's going to take revenge upon that. The act of this same-sex marriage, God's going to take revenge upon it. But we let God do it, my friend. Let him do it, and he will do it in a way that you won't suffer the consequences, or I won't. But if we take it matters in our own hands, then we're going to suffer the consequences of the whole matter. So allow God to take revenge upon all that stuff. He passed judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. He's not going to repent over that, but he's also said that this was an example to them, even in our day, but they would choose that because the God of this world had said, told people, this is the way God made me. Well, that's a lie out of hell. God didn't make no man to be associated with man in the sexual acts and everything, or woman, either one. Or with animals or nothing else. He made a man and a woman that were that they would have a fellowship with God and be a pleasing unto God and bring forth and produce and bring forth children and bring them up in admiration of the beauty of holiness and were to serve the God of truth and not the God of this world of falses. So we need to understand that God is going to take revenge upon them that have revenged others on their own method. So be it known to you, my friend, you are taking revenge in your own hands. God's going to take revenge upon you. It's time we read the Bible and begin to seek God and his righteousness for the salvation of our soul, because the end is coming nigh. This red horse that went by to take peace from the earth, if they could kill one another and all, it's upon us. It's right here. As the scripture teaches that it was in the days of Noah, it's here. as the days of Lot. It's here. Yeah. We're coming right into the falling, right into prophecy that was prophesied over 2,000 years ago when the Bible was wrote, and it was put in there for yours and my reading and for our understanding that we should shun these things and seek after the kingdom of God. But the God of this world, the devil, has put it in the minds of the hearts of people to be disobedient, and they are sure doing it. If you look around you and look about and see what's happening in the world and read the Bible, we'll see that all these wars and rumors of wars, we're there. Earthquakes and volcanoes and disasters is happening all over the land. We're there. We're living in the last days. So, my friend, my best advice that I can give to you, abstain from the unrighteous and cleave to the righteousness of God, seeking after him for the salvation of your soul, and repent of your ungodly ways, that God will come and find you in favor with him, and your name be on the Lamb's Book of Life, and you can inherit eternal life, or otherwise you're going to inherit eternal damnation in hell. Cast along with the old boy we call the devil, Lucifer, and his bunch, and all other false prophets, and all of them that so desires to go there, because he said hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, but it's enlarged itself to accommodate all them that wants to go. And believe me, my friend, evidently from all the evidence, it shows to me that there's a lot of them wanting to go there simply because of false teachers have told them this and told them that. People over there in the Far East and everything tell them they killed some of their adversaries and everything, them people there, that they'll have a mansion in glory somewhere or another with Allah. Well, they're mind to believe that stuff. They go and do it. They kill themselves and wind up in hell along with the other people that told them all this stuff. You ain't going to get no seven virgins, and you ain't going to get no river of honey, but you'll get damnation for eternal life. So what's it going to be? We're going to believe the presence of God is amongst men today, or are we going to believe that these people that are teaching you false teachings, that God is so merciful and so loving that he ain't going to cast anybody into hell? God is merciful and he is loving. I'll grant you that. I believe that. But still in all, he believes in taking revenge upon the ungodly and the just of unjustly, that them that have been persecuted for his name's sake will have eternal life. But them that have been persecuted because of their own wrongs, and they return persecute them that persecuted them because of their wrongs, then they think that they are right. God's going to take revenge upon the people that thinks that they have the right to destroy, kill, and do it all that because the God of this world, the devil, has put it in their hearts that that's their right. My friend, you've got a right to serve God in the beauty of holiness, to wherein without no man shall see God. So we need to understand that the word of God is truth. We need to read it and find out what God has to say about the things that are happening in the world today. And we look into the scriptures and we find out that God is right there ready to destroy the world that we know it today and take revenge upon the sinnerly ungodly, them that defy God and stand there shaking their fist in God's face and saying, we know more than you do. We've got the right to this and the right to that. And we're not going to listen to what the preacher says that are telling us that God's sovereignty is the only thing that's going to help us to repent. We're going to take revenge. You see how that not too many days ago, a man with the devil persuaded him to go kill his wife and another woman and go and kill the preacher. There, it's right here, my friend. It's right here in our land today. So what are you going to do? Are you going to follow in the ways of the world that the devil has persuaded people to entice you to do? Or are you going to follow into the scriptures of seeking after the kingdom of God in his righteousness? Oh, my friend, let me be encouraged to you. Read your Bible. Repent. Seek after the kingdom of God. Look into the word of God and seek after him for the desires of your heart, for the desire that you can have eternal life with him and peace that surpasses all of yours and my understanding. We think we know it all. We don't know nothing. If you don't know God, my friend, you're the dumbest rock that ever laid on the beach. And believe me, there's a lot of people that think they're the only pebble on the beach. But I want you to know that God told Elijah there one time when he thought he was the only prophet was living and he sought to kill him. God let him know that he had 7,000 over there and hadn't bowed to Baal or kissed him. Oh, but my friend today, there's a lot of preachers thinking they're the one. They're the only one. And I want you to know there's a lot of preachers out there that will preach you the same thing that I'm preaching to you today. If he's in the right frame of mind with God and to follow peace with God surpasses all of our understanding, we need to seek after the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because this world as we know it today is going to go up in smoke. The heavens is going to pass away with a loud racket. And when God stands up to shake the heavens and the earth again, and all the powers of heaven to be shook, and the only power that won't be shook is God and his power. But all these other things are going to be shook off the foundation. And they're going to reel and rock under the authority of God's word. And they're going to, under his authority of power, he's going to take revenge upon them that disobeyed him and his word. So it's up to you and it's up to me to seek after the kingdom of God and his righteousness, or go on our own merry way, doing what we think is right in our own sight, routing, whoremonging around, disobedience, drunkenness, following after the pleasures of life rather than seeking after the kingdom of God. We denying the power of God, seeking after all the pleasures of this life. Some of these people are getting paid millions of dollars to play ball, and some people are in poverty because of this, all these sports and things, my friend. They used to. They done it for a little bit. Now that they signed contracts for millions of dollars to do the same thing, and it brings the price of everything upon you and I. They can afford it, but you and I can't. But yet we're going to, if we get it, we're going to have to pay the big price. So now, which is fair? For them to receive a fair compensation for their playing the football, or an ungodly, unreasonable amount of money given unto them because of these sports things bringing it forth and everything. But they're not seeking after God. They are following after that. They won't go to the church, out of the house of God in prayer and seek after God, but they'll go spending thousands of dollars to go to a ball game or some other facilities that pleases the flesh. It ought not to be, my friend, but that's the way it is. So God's going to take revenge upon all this, and in his time and in his day, and when he does, we're going to see who's right and who's wrong. So seek after God and his righteousness. First and foremost, return to him, crying out in repentance, seeking the kingdom of God with your whole heart. God will accept you. Esau sold his birthright for some food. He thought food was more important than his birthright. He was the first son. He was entitled to a double portion. But he lost it all because he sold it for a bowl of soup, you might say. Sold it to Jacob. And yet people said Jacob was wrong, but Esau was the one that suffered the consequences. God told the girl there, said when she was having trouble with the birth, he said there was two nations in her womb. Mm-hmm. The elder would serve the youngest, And God's prophecy came through, my friend. Esau lost it all because it then was called an Edomite, because he thought food was more important than the birthright. Your birthright today is to seek after the kingdom of God and his righteousness, being born again of the water and of the Spirit through the finished works of Calvary, that God gave you that birthright. Now, if it's up to you, that you can refuse it and be cast into hell, or you can accept it and inherit eternal life. It's up to you. I think my wife's got something other here, and I've just about run out of time, but I'm going to let her have it to the next here. And may God bless you, my friend. Read your Bible is my desire of my heart, to encourage you to read your Bible. Not after the wealth of this world, because it's going to be done away with and destroyed, but am I after winning a soul for the kingdom of God. May God bless you. Here's my wife.
Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for this opportunity again that I can share with you what the Lord's laid on my heart. Our goal here at Take Time for Jesus is to lead people worldwide into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ as the last days are approaching us. People, you know, you say anything about Jesus is coming soon and people laugh at you. But I got news for him. I think the time is running out and Jesus is about to come because he's getting tired of all this ungodly things that's going on in the world. And, you know, I've heard people say, you know, that the United States has been blessed and everything. But do you think of any reason that God should treat the United States any different than any other nation? He did the Greek and the Roman civilization. They were treated good, but then they turned their back on God, and that's exactly what the United States is doing. And we've heard a lot of ministers and other people say, if God does not judge the United States as no other nation has ever been judged, he'll have to go back and apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. That is where we are today. And if you don't believe it, you better get your Bible out and read the Old Testament, translate it, or go into the New Testament, parallel it. And if your Bible doesn't show that, you email us and I'll let you know, or we'll let you know where it is. Our nation has turned away from more spiritual light and truth than any nation before it. And the salt is losing its savor. Jesus told us the end result without respect to person. It is good for nothing but to cast out and trampled unto the feet of men. The solution is found in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. America, God bless America again. Where are the leaders are so far away from God, and they've even said the United States of America is not a godly nation anymore. And I believe it. It's not a Christian nation, and I believe it. Christians are turning away from God. On Sunday night, they canceled the service. I thank God that we have a church where we can go to on Sunday night and hear the Word of God. We're not ashamed of it. And that we don't have a lot of junky music or anything like that. But if you'd like to know where it is, you email me and I'll tell you about it. It's Saturday and Sunday night at 6. But this is preserving liberty. Our founders knew that you couldn't have an army big enough to create an order of freedom that was imposed from the outside. Freedom required inner standards, inner principles. So at the very core of a true republic is the ability for self-government. Without self-government, there can't be freedom. Because a constitution is simply a piece of paper that gives people freedom, you have to have a people who are willing to follow what's on the paper. And that doesn't come naturally to people because our innate nature is to seek our own ends or our own desires. So how do we learn to do what is right? The logic of our founders went something like this. Do you want to be free? Then you need a republic. To have a republic, you have to have moral people. To have a moral people, you have to have religious teaching. Ultimately, they believed that true religion, the Christian faith, gave us a grace from God that taught us to deny ourselves, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and to do what was right, even when it was difficult, because it was our duty to God and to the duty of our neighbor. These are ideas are very deeply embedded into Founders Review. In fact, a classic example is George Washington's farewell address, in which he said, "Religion and morality are indispensable supports for political prosperity." Basically, what he was saying is that our Constitution and our government have to have some pillars holding them up. Religion and morality are the basics on which the Republican forms of government rest. Those are Washington's last official words to the country. His first official words when he took his oath of office included these great words: "The sacred fire of liberty has been entrusted to the hands of the American people." He said, "This liberty that we have is a sacred fire. It is a fire that was not stolen from the heavens, and Prometheus in Greek mythology stole fire from the gods. No, it's a holy fire that has been given to us by heaven itself." Washington said, "It has been given to me and to you." And Thomas Jefferson wrote an article on liberty. "God, who gave us life, gives us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift of God, that they are not to be violated but with his wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever." Those are words by Thomas Jefferson, and you can used to be able to find them in your history book. But anymore, the history books are, from what I understand, you don't learn very much about history. I thank God that I had a school where I learned about history, about our forefathers, how they suffered for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it was a godly nation at one time. They put God first, but we have come so far away from God in our nation that we let everything in, bring in their own gods, and their gods are getting to be stronger than ours. We need to bring Jesus and God back to America, and let us put God back into our Constitution. Take these people out of office that are down in God, and let them go somewhere and support their own gods. But I thank God for my upbringing. I was born in a Christian home, as I've said before. I strayed a little bit, but I thank God every day that one day I said yes to Jesus again, and it's been a long time ago, but I have not regretted it. And he is the basis for my life. I thank him in the morning when I get up for his love and for watching over me. And before I go to bed at night, I thank him for the day and everything that he provided for me. And I ask him to cover me with a hedge of protection, keep my family, my friends, and everybody safe, and help us to put him back into our worship service. Mm. They've even taken him out of it. We don't sing God's songs about Jesus anymore. Their praise and worship is anything but that. It's an eye service. It's an eye service that they have. But I thank God that I still have Jesus in my songs. I praise him. I praise him. I praise him. And I thank God for it. And if you would like to have anything we do on this broadcast, or you'd like to go to church on Saturday and Sunday night instead of watching TV or whatever you do, if you email us at ecomption31@yahoo.com, And we have service at 6 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday night, where the word of Jesus is preached. We preach from the gospel and we sing gospel songs. And may God bless you here, Brother Earl.
Praise the Lord. Yes, we would appreciate your interest in it. And write us and let us know if it pleases you that you would do so. We'd be happy to receive your emails. Like I said, we're not in it for the wealth of this world, but after to win a soul for the kingdom of God. May God bless you until next time. God keep you and give you peace in your heart to them that receive him and praise him and give him honor and glory. Read your Bible and seek after the kingdom of God with your whole heart, and there he will be found. May God bless you until next time. Amen and amen.
We pray that we have said something today to point you to Calvary and draw you closer to Jesus. If you feel led of the Lord to help us get this gospel out, make your love gift to Take Time for Jesus, P.O. Box 17272, Tampa, Florida 33682. And if you want to write to us or send us prayer requests, you may do so at ecompton31@yahoo.com. That's ecomptone 31@yahoo.com.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior.